Crime is the road to nowhere, and once you're hooked, you end up busted, left with nothing, or buried. Take your pick, there isn't another option. Believe me, I ought to know. I'm Thomas Rimley, private investigator.
Join us now as we take a look at the case files of Thomas Rimley, PI.
I made a mistake once. I want you to know that up front. I used to be a cop. A good one, too, from what they tell me. And then one night I lost my nerve, my focus. We all do it. But this time it cost me. In a back alley, I pulled a gun on a contact and she set my teeth on edge. She didn't deserve it, but she got it anyway. She reached in her purse. I panicked and shot her. I left the force and put up my shingle. And I pay for my momentary lapse every day. I see her now and hear her voice. Miranda Sullivan is with me all the time, commenting, chiding me, judging. I still don't know if she's a ghost or my battered conscience. That was my one mistake, and I wanted you to know that up front about me.
We bring you the conclusion of Thomas Rimley, PI, Miranda's case.
Thomas Rimley, the Miranda Sullivan case notes. I'll make a more detailed report later. So after taking a header out my own window, which is still busted, by the way, I ended up in the hospital. I just came from there, as a matter of fact. Sullivan, Miranda had a big secret after all. No wonder this has gone the way that it has. When Agent Crockett saw that I had the business card of his boss, he about croaked. He decided to spill.
Let me see that.
Why don't you talk and quit stalling? It's legit.
Are you sure, Tom?
Here, let the G-Man take a gander and tell me.
Yes, it's Hoover's signature.
No forgery.
I doubt it very much.
You know it's not. Spill.
Look, Agent Crockett, Tom and I have a right to know about what's going on.
He's not authorized, right?
No, I most certainly am not.
See, I told you, Allard, Hoover's boys are getting a reputation for this kind of garbage.
Hey, just because I can't officially tell you anything doesn't mean that I won't.
Whoa, hold the phone, Allard, a fed with loose lips.
Would you can it for once, Tom?
Miranda Sullivan was under our protection.
Why?
Hey, look, pal, that's no stamp on the back of that card. She knew Hoover himself. That's a different story.
Very different. She was pulled in after she started an association with a very important man.
Let me guess, she hooked up with someone in the mob, I should have guessed.
Let's see, Shane was working for...
Victor Arden.
Right, Arden. A brutal man, as I understand it. I thought he was married.
He is. Very happily married, as a matter of fact.
Then why did Miranda...
She didn't. You misunderstand. She did get involved with a man, but not Arden. She began a relationship with a man in charge of the task force to investigate Arden.
Who was that?
Terrence Pierce.
Oh yeah, I remember that. He was shot to death outside of D.C., ugly as I recall.
It was. I was, am, on that task force.
And you guys still can't nail Arden. So back to your story. Miranda and this Pierce got involved.
She got his effects when he was killed. She was afraid for her life and saw Hoover. He was interested in her because he thought Terrence had some valuable information stashed somewhere.
Typical. So he goes to the girl to do his dirty work for him.
Hey, mister, that happens to be my boss and one important man.
Yeah, and? Where is he right at this moment?
Tom, give the guy a break. He didn't have to tell us anything.
So she leaves D.C. and comes here. She's on the run. She takes a room in the wrong building at the wrong time, and we think she's hooked into a protection ring. I go to investigate. She panics, and that's...
Yes, that's right. We had a man go through her belongings and found nothing. We even checked what the police had.
Thanks a lot. How come I didn't know about it? All you had to do was ask.
So you found nothing. Leave us out of it and let it all fade away. Their death's meaningless.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Why is that?
Your boy here got interested again. He flushed Shane, which means Arden is scared.
And I'm a dead man.
Tom, I'll make sure you've got protection.
And he's got one of his boys outside my door right now. So this gangster's been watching and waiting to see if anything stirred again on Miranda's case. And that's where things stand as of right now. Well, except for the fact that we don't know who spilled about me digging around in the case file in the first place. Report to be continued.
You forgot to mention that your impression of me was all wrong from the get-go.
Oh, you're back. No jibes about me being busted up?
You'll live, won't you? I sure hope so. You've got so much more to do for me.
So you say. It's official now, Miranda. The feds are watching this one now. I'm a private, and that makes me chicken feed.
I doubt it. I know you well enough to know you won't take this lying down. And you still haven't offered an apology for thinking I was...
What? Loose? Who says you weren't? You were hooked up with this Pierce character.
You thought something else. You thought I had a room there for...
All right, all right. I was wrong, okay? Leave it alone, Miranda. I'm only doing this because I want you out of my life. Life? What life? With you around all the time, I don't have a life.
Now, Thomas, you need to stay calm. There's no use getting angry, not with me anyway.
Did Pierce give you something to hold for him? Something on Arden?
How am I supposed to know that, Thomas? You're the investigator.
Yeah, but you were there. What am I doing? You're not even here.
Are you sure about that, Thomas, dear?
No, I'm not. Your room was searched, Miranda. You had no family to speak of. You hadn't been in town very long. You didn't have any contacts here.
Boy, for a private investigator who's supposed to be a pro at this, you're sure blind to your intuition.
Okay, wait a minute. The case file. I can go back there.
Bravo, Thomas, sweetie.
It's as good a place as any.
What are you doing, Thomas? Oh, surely not.
You better believe it, sister.
Your gun locked in the safe. You swore you'd never touch it again after what you did to me.
I did say that, but things have changed. Listen, Miranda, when a man like Derek Shane shows up on your doorstep with your name on a bullet, the rules of the game have changed. In fact, there aren't any rules. Not anymore.
You haven't touched a gun since...
I know.
Are you sure that's the right thing to do, Thomas?
Is this you actually showing care for me?
You realize, of course, Thomas, that once you pick that up and carry it on your person, there is no going back.
That's pretty dramatic, even for you.
Still.
We'll see. Now I need some shells. Right.
Will the police let you back to see my file, Thomas?
They better. I got another job to do when I go. And Allard isn't gonna like it.
Can I say something like, be careful?
You can, Miranda.
Thomas.
Now don't go soft on me now. I'm used to you haunting me and acting as my conscience. Don't change now.
It's just...
Forget it. Let's see who's up at the police station.
Hey, don't you think it's a little late to be up here?
I was about to ask the same of you.
I just got finished grilling Mackie.
And?
No dice. He's not the guy who spilled.
That leaves you or Telly. He at home?
No. After you left the hospital, he was released for the rest of the evening.
He the guy with loose lips?
I've known Telly a lot of years, Tom. The longest of anyone around here, as a matter of fact. But listen...
Yeah, there's always a but, isn't there?
Yeah, that's my problem. I figure you're here to dig through the case file again.
If that's all right with you.
I should be asking if it's all right with your doctor. Ah, go on down.
I got nothing here. If she did have something, she didn't leave a single clue where to find it.
Mr. Rimley, I'm about to have some tea on. You want some?
Hot tea?
Yes, I have a kettle on a hot plate down here. One of life's little comforts.
Sure, Mackie, thanks.
You find what you're looking for?
I wish. How'd you pull the late shift?
Ah, you know how it goes. I'm sorry it's so dark in here. I replaced a bulb in that lamp over there. Let me...
That's great, thanks. I wish I'd thought of that a half an hour ago. My eyes have had it.
I'll go get that tea ready for you.
This is nuts. A stack of a whole lot of nothing, that's what I've got here. Miranda? Hey, Miranda. Okay, I'm losing it. It's the first time I ever called for her to show up. I'm loopy from falling out of my window. Miranda? Wait just a second here. Three letters, all with no return, but in the same hand. Dear Miranda, etc., etc., and unsigned. Reads like a woman's writing, though. Whatever that means. Same thing. Who wrote these to you, Miranda, and why not sign their name? Envelopes are stamped in the city. Wait a minute. Mackie, thanks for the lamp. Hey, Mackie.
Down here at the end of the hallway. Here, let me take this kettle off the...
No, wait a second, Mackie. I want to steam this stamp.
What for?
I don't know. Call me crazy, but I think there's some kind of writing underneath.
Is it a message of some kind?
Not a clue. Not yet. Just a few more seconds and I should be able to peel this stamp right off.
Mackie? Tom?
Down here, Allard. Got it.
Let me get this kettle out of the way for you.
How do you like that?
You're stooping to steaming letters, Tom? That's so unlike you.
Take a look.
An address written underneath the stamp, 82nd Street. I know where this is.
And I hope that whoever wrote these letters is still there.
You think this was Sullivan's insurance? I guess it'd be strange if it wasn't something like that, huh?
It's all I've got.
I found Telly. I thought you might want to come along.
You don't mind?
Not on this one. If he's the one who opened his yap, I want you to hear it.
All right. First Telly and then whoever or whatever is at this address on the envelope.
Come on. I got a car waiting for us out front.
See you, Mackie. Thanks.
And just as I got your tea ready for you...
You drink it for me. See ya.
This is where he's supposed to be. It's his usual home away from home.
Fazelli's? Yeah, I've heard of this place. I hear it's mobster central.
Telly grew up with a lot of those guys, you know. They went one way, and thankfully he went the other.
Let's see if he's here.
There he is.
He looks terrible. Or drunk.
Both.
Hey, Telly.
Tom. Allard. I figured one or both of you would eventually show up. You want a drink? The bar's about to shut down for the night. I'm buying.
We're not here for a drink, Telly. We're here to track down a few things.
I figured as much. You talked to Mackie?
Yeah, I did. Now I'm talking to you.
You sure you don't want that drink?
Who was it, Telly?
Who was who?
Telly, don't go jerking my chain here. Thomas waltzes in, wants to look at the old case file, and then Derek Shane shows up on his doorstep. You don't have to be a great detective to put things together. Even Chuck Reynolds could figure this one out.
Who was it, Telly?
I grew up here, you know. Allard knows. But I don't think I ever told you about where I came from. We're just a hop, skip, and a jump from Hell's Kitchen. I ran with a gang all around this area. Got into trouble a lot. But an old traffic cop caught me trying to steal a car and turned my life around. I decided I wanted to be a cop, too. But the other guys I grew up with, they went the other way. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear every word you said, Telly, but you're a police officer. There are some things we keep our mouths shut about.
I know that. Now.
Who?
I had lunch with Frankie Martin. He's been busted before. I've even busted him. But we're still close. He stopped some boys from, well, they were messing with my sister. That was a long time ago, and it goes a long way.
And you just happened to mention an ex-cop who was looking into an old case.
I did. He didn't act interested one way or the other.
He knows Shane?
Everybody down here does. He's a modern-day, Robin Hood. Everyone down here loves the guy.
They work together?
If they have, I'm sure I don't know about it.
Telly?
You ever know me to lie? Ever?
No. But you realize what's happened here, don't you?
Yeah. I opened my big, fat mouth to the wrong guy and nearly got Tom killed. I won't even try to say I'm sorry, Tom, because I know it won't make it any better.
Sure it will. Give it a try.
He's in the back, by the way.
Who?
Frankie. I gave him a call and told him to meet me here for a drink.
What did you do that for?
To see if I really blabbed to the wrong guy. He's my friend. And I did. Talk to the wrong guy.
What's he doing in the back?
Probably not much of anything. I busted a chair in his gut and he's not moving very much.
Kelly?
He's your man, Allard. He told me he knew about the case and played dumb and ran to tell Shane about it. I'm really sorry, Thomas. I screwed up.
Hey, this whole Sullivan case is based on my worst mistake ever. It's done with, got it?
Got it.
Tom, we'll clean this up here. You gonna try that address this late in the night? You look done in.
And I feel it, too. No, I need to go up there and see whoever's at that address. Whoa.
You're not all right, Tom. You gonna faint on me?
Not on your life.
I'll call him a cab and have it take him straight home.
No way, Telly. I'm gonna see.
No, you're not, Tom. You're going home. You can see whoever lives there tomorrow, and that's an order.
Like you can give me any orders now, Allard.
I am for right now. Let's go.
Just a cup of Java this morning, Thomas?
I think I need it.
You look like a hammered hockey puck.
Thanks. You got that one from me. You want to tell me whose house I'm going to this morning?
That's your job. Remember, Thomas, dear?
You know, you just won't tell me. Typical Miranda.
How would you know? You never knew me. You didn't talk to me. You weren't interested in what I had to say. You just pulled your gun and shot me.
Miranda, what more is there to say about it?
Make a life count, Thomas. Not just yours. Mine. It's got to matter for something.
Don't you think? Oh, nuts. Forget it.
Thomas.
I heard you, Miranda. I heard you.
One more thing. Crockett's badge.
What about it? I got a good look at it.
Did you? It was the Bureau of Investigation until 35.
I know that. What's your beef?
And now there's a federal tacked onto the front of it, Thomas.
You know how much I love it when you're enigmatic.
Ooh, a new word for you, Thomas. I like it.
I did the crossword before you got here. If you're gonna spill, then do it. Otherwise, go someplace else. I've got things to do.
Whatever you say, sweetheart. Do remember that I did mention it.
I hear ya.
Just in case.
Miranda? Miranda? I'm beginning to wonder if you weren't a magician in your previous life. The tin, huh? That I can check on. Here you go. Thanks.
Who is it?
Ma'am, you don't know me, but I was a... Well, I was a friend of Miranda Sullivan.
You weren't her friend. I read the papers. What do you want?
You know who I am?
You were the trigger-happy cop who killed my friend.
What's your name, ma'am?
What's it to you? You're not a cop anymore. I have those clippings, too. I don't know why I'm standing here talking to you.
Ma'am, please understand. I'm investigating her case.
What's there to investigate?
This from you?
How did you...
It was in her case file. I happened to have a bright bulb on at the time and saw the writing underneath the stamp.
She said she would find a way in case anything.
Yeah, she was a smart gal.
You wouldn't know.
Ma'am, it's not consolation, I know. But you gotta know that since... Well, since I did what I did, I haven't been able... My life...
So what? You're still breathing.
How did you know, Miranda?
We met at our weekly knitting circle. What's it to you?
She was new in town, and after she... The police couldn't find any connections to her.
Not even her boyfriend?
No one knew.
We met at the movies. When she got into town, it was summer. And boy, it was a hot one. She and I both got the notion to keep cool at the movie theater during the late afternoon. I asked to use her compact, and we struck up a conversation.
I see. You're holding something for her, aren't you?
I don't have any ideas to what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Listen, when I looked into that file, word got out and a man nearly killed me.
Too bad.
I know Miranda was in love with a G-man, and he got her to hold something for him on a man named Arden.
None of this means a thing to me. Yes, she was in love, crazy for the guy. Yes, he was an agent for the government. But this is the first time I've heard anything about some guy named Arden.
Look, hey, what is your name?
Connie.
Connie what?
Frederick.
Is your husband home?
I'm not married. Well, I was, and then I wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
Connie, this is the end of the line on this. Either Miranda asked you to hold on to something for her as insurance, or she didn't. If she did, I really need to see it. Or if you don't like that idea, we can call the police.
She didn't. Now what do you do?
Go away. But I know she did.
Be thankful I like your face.
Can I come in?
Okay, but not for long. And I do want to call the police.
I'll dial it for you.
I can manage.
Can I have whatever she was holding?
Why don't we wait for the police?
Inspector Allard is who you want. By the way, when she died, why didn't you take what you have and give it to the authorities?
Operator, police. Which precinct?
7. This is still their turf over there.
7, thank you. She said to hold it. She would try and leave breadcrumbs to me in case anything happened. With Terrence dead, she was really scared. She made me promise to not do anything until someone knocked on my door and I got you. Yes, Inspector Allard, please.
Oh, swell. Connie?
What now? I'm on the phone.
Come here a minute.
But...
Come here!
What? Holy cow, that's Arden in the backseat of that car.
I thought so, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't seeing things.
And that other guy?
Yeah?
I think I talked to him once. He was a Fed, I think.
Not anymore, he isn't. His name's Crockett.
That's the guy. Hold on. Inspector Allard? Yes, this is Connie Frederick. I was told to call you by...
Thomas Rimley.
I know who you are. He's over here now.
This is not good. Looks like our boy is taking orders from Arden now. Connie, tell Allard to get down here now.
Listen, brother, I'm in no mood to be taking orders.
I'm not messing around here, Connie. That man out there is here to kill me. Us. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Now tell Allard I'm going out there.
Wait! Mr. Allard! Mr. Allard, you need to get down here. I think there's about to be a shooting!
Hey, 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 it's the boy from the hospital.
You know, if Allard and I had been paying attention, we would have busted you for impersonating a federal agent. I hear that's not smiled upon by the real feds.
What? Oh, my tin. Right. I can't help it if the Bureau decided to get fancy and add federal to its name, but it got me here to you. You're an easy man to follow.
I take it Arden wants every loose end tied up.
You could say that, Remley.
And you're his boy.
For a while now. Terrence knew it. Got him killed.
Let me guess. No. Forget it. Statement. You killed him.
And I was on his lady friend's trail when you did it for me. Thanks, by the way.
She knew someone was after her.
Word got around, yeah. You plan on using that pea shooter?
Not sure you want to play it that way?
The way I hear it, you're afraid of guns now after you plugged Sullivan. Pretty tough killing abroad, huh? I don't like it myself.
I'm not afraid to use a gun.
Then why is your hand shaking? That's a pretty bad sign.
You can just stay where you are, Crockett. I'm in no mood to be shoved around right now.
I know you're trying to buy a couple minutes before the police arrive, but I'm not worried.
You should be.
We want whatever is here, Remy. We want it.
Come and get it.
You got it.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Room down at the end of the hall, same as last time.
Thanks. Is it safe or should I come back another day? I hear running and falling off pavement face first is tough business.
You're a laugh riot.
I brought flowers.
Even funnier.
No joke. Hey, we all pitched in at the station.
You guys are a funny bunch. Put them on the counter over there.
What do you have? A busted nose? A cracked cheekbone?
All the above, plus my left eye is swollen shut.
I thought you were winking at me.
Allard.
Okay, okay. Seriously, how is it?
They'll let me go home later today, I hope.
I think the nurse up front has the hots for you.
Go away, you bother me.
You learned to use your gun again.
The situation demanded it.
He's dead.
Yeah, I figured. A shot straight through his heart was a dead giveaway. No pun intended.
We're tracking Arden.
I'm sure he's long gone by now.
We'll run him to ground. Terrence Pierce gave Sullivan a gold mine, ledgers that recorded payoffs for killings, records of illegal distilleries, and a dozen other pieces of information that will burn Arden for good.
If you find him.
When we find him.
Why didn't we finger Crockett?
You waved a badge and acted legitimate. He fooled us.
What about this FBI?
I don't know. I'm reserving judgment. They've nailed a lot of bad men.
And women.
And women. What does that mean? What will Hoover do with it?
Why did he think that business card with his signature would protect Miranda?
Why did she? Whether we like it or not, Tom, the FBI is here to stay. Crockett knew the look and the talk and the walk.
And all along he was a shooter for Arden.
Hey, look, I need to get out of here.
Sure, thanks for coming by. Tell the boys I appreciate the flowers, idiots.
With this behind you?
No. The answer is no, Allard. I won't be coming back to the force.
I just thought I'd ask.
Sure.
Oh, I busted Telly down to traffic. It's only for a while. His pal Frankie isn't his pal anymore.
Glad to hear it.
Get you around. Hey, don't go sliding into home anytime soon.
Get out of here before I get out of this bed and kick you out. I was wondering when you'd arrive.
Thank you, Thomas.
Sure.
Thank you.
It's over now. I'm sorry I didn't try to do this sooner.
You weren't ready.
No, I wasn't.
You used your gun again.
Yes, I did.
You killed a man.
I did.
That's all?
That's all. I think our deal was for you to go away for good now.
Will it ever really go away for you, Thomas, dear?
No, probably not.
Then neither will I. See you around, Thomas, dear.
Bye, Miranda.
I made a mistake once. I wanted you to know that about me. And whatever she is, I carry her with me every day. I do what I can in a dirty world with dirty people and dirty crime. It's not much, but it's something.
You've been listening to State Struck Audio Theater's production of Thomas Rimley, P.I., Miranda's Case. In the cast is Thomas Rimley, Caleb Kaufman, Miranda, Rachel Wollenweber, Larry, Sean Gestel, Telly, Robert Thomas, Mackie, Trevor Comstock, Charles Reynolds, Bailey Burcham, Shane and Agent Crockett, Damian Padilla, the nurse, Krista Nelson, Connie Frederick, Ryan Lee, and Allard, played by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.